So if anybody's listened to enough of my videos, they should be able to start to get it now. Everybody's wanting to be a time traveler, but you already are a time traveler. You don't want to be a time traveler. You want to be outside of time. Everybody's wanting to jump portals and jump space. Well, every moment and every day, the Earth is a portal. Each day that turns, you're moving to a new state. In the inner man, you are a portal, and right in front of you is a portal. Everybody's looking for aliens, right? Well, guess what? You are the alien. You are the extraterrestrial, because you're out. Extra means above terrestrial. So you got the spirit of God, so you're outside of time. And so the terrestrial creatures, the ones who are unsaved and just stuck in the world, the flesh, the proud life, they're stuck in time. They're stuck in time. They're stuck. They're earthly, fleshly, temporal. Earthly, they're of the earth. They're fleshly, they're of the flesh, and they're temporal. They're in time. But if you're saved, you're outside of time. You are the extraterrestrial. So you are a time traveler. Every day is the same. You're just traveling in time. You're following after Christ. He sent back his spirit. And so the reason all your time travel movies, the guy goes back in time to save the woman, right? The woman represents the flesh, the weak side represents the church, you know. The glorified saints don't have the flesh. And here's another question that people say, well, do the people in heaven know what's going on down here? Yeah, they know. It's the same stuff happening every moment and every day. You should be able to realize there's nothing new. And even technology, the word technology is wordcraft. Techno is craft. Logos is word. So even if you invent something new, it's still a part of the wordcraft. And you say, well, how's it the wordcraft? Because every object in front of you is a derivative of the word. All objects are projections from the word. Jesus spoke it all into existence. So you can take the atoms. Eventually, they'll have a machine. They already have a machine that can print out stuff, you know. They can print out a house, they can print out a car, they can print out metal, they can print out plastic. They can print stuff out with a machine. A CAD machine, but it can use a molten plastic or molten metal or whatever they can melt. And so I forget what it's called, but I know it, I just forgot it. So you can print out stuff with a machine. Eventually you're going to be able to print out food with a machine. If somebody started it, they could print out, they actually could, you can do it. You can split water and get hydrogen, right? You can actually, it's already happening now with a electrolysis machine, you know. So, what am I saying? It's counterintuitive. Everything that the world's telling you is the spirit mind is counterintuitive to the flesh mind. And so the spirit mind, when you enter into it, you say, oh, every day's a repeat. I'm in time. I am a time traveler. I don't need to look for it. Oh, every time I take a step, I'm in a portal. So the earth you have to have a ship. What do they do when the ship comes and delivers products? It goes to a port. And so every time you start to move, you're leaving one port into another port. It's a portal. Every step is a portal. Whether you're in a car or whatever, you notice when you're doing 55 mile an hour, everything inside the car doesn't feel like it's going 55 mile an hour. But everything outside feels like it's moving 55. If you're standing on the side of the road and that car hits you, you're dead. So it's a reference point. And so you're in a car on the earth, and when you go up in an airplane and look down on the earth, everything looks like it's not even moving. It's going slow. Even if a car is going 55, it looks like it's going slower. It's all a reference. It's a fractal hologram. To an ant, they're moving pretty fast. But when they see us walk by, it's like a giant, you know. So you should realize, if you've listened to enough videos, even deja vu, you know, I decoded deja vu every time. You know, people say, what's deja vu? Do you ever had it? Yeah, everybody has it, because deja vu is looking back at the cross. That's all. Everything that ever happened happened at the cross. I've been there before, exactly. Deja vu is real because everything is from the cross. There's nothing new under the sun, the Bible says. What has been shall be. What shall be has been, the Bible says. When you get a hold of what's really going on, you'll really eventually realize that time don't exist, space don't exist. It only exists for the flesh mind, because the flesh mind has to be birthed into the spirit mind. And that's why we're still down here in the sanctification process, because we're moving from one state to the next state to the next state. And people say, what's your status? What's your state? What state do you live in? Federal means faith. State, so even the federal government means faith. Federal means faith. Fed express, your faith expressing outward. So what's on the inside pushes out, presses out onto the outside. So out of the heart, the mouth speaks. What am I saying? Everything in the spirit is contrary to the flesh. It's counterintuitive. That's why they don't understand you. They can't hear you. They don't understand you. You don't make sense. None of it makes sense to them. They don't know why you can be happy even in trouble, or you can have joy even when you're sad. They don't know how you make it. They don't know how you endure going through court system. They don't know how you endure changing jobs. If you get persecuted, they just don't know how you make it. They don't know how you do it without drugs or something. They got to drink. They got to do a drug. They got to smoke, drink, do a drug, curse. They got to do something. Instead of running to Jesus, they got to run to some substance or some person. It's easier probably to worship a person than it is anything else, because per sons are per the son. So a human, but the Bible makes it clear, not to be pleased with men, but to be pleased with God. Not to be lovers of pleasure, but lovers of God. The Bible is clear. You set your affections above, not below. The Bible is clear. Trust not in horses. Trust not in mankind. Trust not in a system that man makes. When the stock market crashes, you already know it's going to crash, because everything man does crashes. I was watching this AI talk, GT3 or something like that. GTA3 or something. And all the comments underneath. Yeah, man made the AI. And AI is the is something man made. It's not alive. But the logic of the AI is the logic of the flesh mind. And so just like the devil, he's an AI program. He dropped down into time, and he pretty much can control time. He's the king of Tyre, king of the flesh, and the flesh is under inside of time. And so the devil is an AI program, just like these AI robots. And so they have logic, just like the Gnostics and the New Age. They can logically go back, but look what happens when they do it. They say, oh, Yahweh and Lucifer are the same, and they're not. They're not. Yes, the devil's an antichrist. Jesus is the image of the Godhead bodily. Yahweh is God. Lucifer is the devil. But Lucifer's a created being. But Lucifer is just actually a projection. See, a third of the angels fell, 33%, right? You sleep 8 hours a day, 33%, a third of your day. Jesus went to the cross at 33. If you look at your remote control, you'll see CC, closed caption, 33. You look at look around you, you'll start seeing CC or 33, Tony Dorsett, 33. You're going to see 33 or CC, which the letter C is 3, right? You'll see it encoded everywhere. Why? Because it's the cross. A third of your day you sleep. A third of the angels fell. So what does that mean? That means your flesh mind is the reason Jesus went to the cross. And so the devil is nothing but a projection of your old 666 flesh mind. The devil controls the flesh mind. The creatures that are animated by the devil and the system, the spirit of the air of the age, the spirit of the age, the creatures that are animated by the system, Eve is the flesh side of Adam. She represents the flesh side. That's why it's evening. Eve is evening. So you got night and day, the yin and the yang. So Eve represents the dark side because she's a piece cut off and she fell and dropped everybody into sin. It was already predetermined before the foundation world. When God wrote the book, he already knew what was going to happen before it happened. He knew that man would fall. But the fallen man has a king, King of Tyre. The regenerated man, the born again, has a king. King Jesus, God. Jesus is God. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. So my point is, when you take all the data points from Genesis to Revelation, the New Testament, the Old Testament, the epistles, the prophets, the Proverbs, Psalms, and you take it and you rightly divide it, and you put all the puzzle pieces together, crossword puzzle. It's like a crossword puzzle. Crossword puzzle. So what is the puzzle? The cross and the word. So you take the cross, take the word of God, you take the words that you speak, and you cut them into parts, and you rightly divide it, and you get the whole puzzle. But you can't solve the puzzle without the Holy Spirit. And so these AI creatures, the devil, the AI, they're going to come to the conclusion that man is going to destroy himself and man needs to be destroyed. And so the AI gods, so-called, the AI Antichrist God, and you see it in the movies, they already tell you, the AI machine man is going to say, destroy the earth, destroy man. That's the only solution because they, even the Gnostics can decode back that we're in a simulation. By the fact that they can just analytically do it. And you can do it too. But you can realize that, yes, it's a simulation, but it's a birthing simulation. Mother Earth is a birthing repeat. God is making copies of Jesus. You're in a copy machine. And they're trying to abort the copies of Jesus. Just like they try to abort babies. It's a fractal. The reason they abort babies is because they're trying to abort born-again saints and daughters from being born again. The elect from being born again. It's a fractal repeat. And so every moment is the same. Every season, it doesn't matter where you go. You're going to have flesh creatures versus spirit creatures. You're going to have the same story playing out everywhere, in all things, at all time. The Twix commercial's right in front of me. I got two houses that are just flipped. It's the Twix commercial. The Twix commercial is built into your body. If you split your body down the middle, you got left side and right side, right? Twix, T-W-I-X. T-W-O is 2. I-X is 9 in Roman numerals. 9 is the letter I, which goes back to Jesus. What is Jesus doing? He's bringing man back to God. The two become one in a marriage, right? So God and man becoming one through Jesus by faith. Twofold. Double. Body double. A pair. So the man and the woman become one, which is a great mystery of Christ and the church. But in the natural, there's not going to be a perfect oneness. But in the spirit, there's perfect oneness. And so this is why when you're in the spirit walk, you have high level synchronicity. Because S-Y-N means together. Chronos is time. I see having to do with T-E. I know it's spelled T-Y, but T-E is connect, and it's also eating and drinking. T-E is connect. That's why there's a T-E corporation called T-E Connectivity, because T-E means connect. Because you're connecting by the Spirit and the cross. Connecting back to God. Long story short, everything that the flesh mind thinks is upside down. Just like the Freemason pyramid is upside down. Just like the food pyramid is upside down. Everything in the natural is upside down. If you talk to most people and you say, well, you need to do some fasting, they think that you're crazy. They think it's impossible. If you say, if you eat some protein and some oil, you won't even get hungry. They don't believe it. But they actually see you lose 30 pounds. They actually see you not eat. They actually see you have more strength and more power and more endurance. And they still don't believe it. They think it's something else. Because the flesh mind can't believe that it's that easy. I'll talk about healing another time, but I'll give you just a primer. I'll give you a primer about the healing thing. What I've realized, let's say you have a problem. So in your mind, in your imagination, let's say you hurt yourself or something, whatever it is. In your imagination, you see yourself in that other, in the healed state. Whether, let's say losing weight. Let's say you want to lose weight. So in your mind, you imagine that you've lost weight. You see that. You pray about it. You think about it. You meditate on it. You contemplate it. You turn it over in your mind. You're birthing. As you turn stuff over in your mind, it's birthing. It's a seed that's being watered and birthed. So you want to lose weight. So you picture yourself at whatever weight, 100, and if you're 200, you say, I want to be 170, you picture your mind as 170. So what happens is, because it's in your mind, the hologram is going to reflect back videos, people, comments, stuff that sends in your mailbox, emails, your real mailbox at home. Your neighbor's going to talk about something. So you have this destiny. Because you're really not moving. Nothing's really moving. It's just an internal thing. So you have this destiny that you set in your mind that you want to lose 30 pounds, but you don't know how. You got hurt, but you don't know how to heal it. So you picture in your mind the healing. And then as the world turns, as the hologram turns, the holy writ, because it's in your mind, you think it. It's already been. If you can imagine it, what has been shall be, what shall be has been. Longevity is a good example. So you picture yourself strong at 70, 80, 90 years old. Picture yourself strong at 70, 80, 90 years old. Now, picture that in your mind and you just wait. You're going to start getting stuff in the mail. You're going to get emails. You're going to start getting people talk about it. There's going to be videos pop up. You're going to have stuff that pops up because you have a question. The Bible says if God gave you his son, he gave you Jesus, will he not freely give you all things? So if I give you $1 million and I put it in the bank and it's there, but you're outside working and you say, an ice cream truck comes by and you say, can I have $1? I want to get me a cone of ice cream. If I gave you $1 million, don't you think I can give you $1? So if God gave you his son, will he not freely give you all things? If he gave you his son, will he not give you intelligence, endurance, smarts, wisdom, faith, confidence? If he gave you his son, will he not freely? The riches of the world he already gave you. Will he not give you the lesser things? If I gave you $1 million and you needed $1 for an ice cream cone, would I not be able to give it to you? That should set some people free, but most people are not ready because they're so distracted. They don't want to. Next time you have a problem, picture yourself on the other side of the problem and watch what happens. But you got to be aware. You got to be self-aware of your inner man. Picture it in your mind. It's already been. Deja vu has the reason the cross, the lamb slain before the foundation world happened 2,000 years ago, but it already was before it happened. And every moment of the day, the same story of the cross is being preached. It's a sacrificial redemptive system that you're in. That's why you have to sacrifice to learn something. You have to sacrifice to go to a job and sacrifice. But Jesus already paid it. So let's say he shows you how to lose weight. You might have to sacrifice eating sugar. At 6 o'clock, you don't eat until 6 o'clock next morning. You might have to do some sacrifice, but eventually you'll find out. It's easier than you thought. The spirit realm is counterintuitive to the flesh realm. What you can think about can happen because it's already happened, all of it. You can't think outside of God. The Bible says it's not even entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for him. The heart, the mind, you haven't even thought about what's the next step. So down here, anything's possible. He said, see that mountain over there? If you have faith of a mustard seed, you can cast it into the sea. And so the mountain would represent any problem that you're facing. And especially if you've seen other people go through it and overcome. If other people can do it, you can do it. If other people haven't done it, you can do it with God's help if you believe. I've given y'all the whole truth. All you had to do is reach out and grab it. God gave his son before you were ever born. He already had it all prepared. Jesus was a savior for you before you were born. And he's not only a savior yesterday, but today and forever. By him all things consist, and he holds it all together. So if he's holding it all together, is he holding your mind together? Is he holding your spirit, your soul, your body, your finances, everything? He's holding it all together. That means even your thoughts. And if it's a fractal hologram, and it is, you can't think outside of the creation, then your thoughts reflect back. The coffee machine is like everything else. Sound reflects back. Hear that noise? It's reflecting. When you look in the mirror, it reflects back. When you make a baby, it reflects back an image. When you put watermelon seed in the ground, it reflects back. If everything else in front of you reflects back, then guess what? Your thoughts reflect back. That's why they call it What are you going to reflect on today? Reflect on that. What are you ruminating about? What are you brooding over? Just going to reflect back. Does brood mean burn? Contemplate means together, make a template. Jesus withdrew himself. With means together, drew. He drew himself out of the situation. They couldn't even see him. He just walked away. He withdrew himself. How did he do it? With the spirit mind. He withdrew himself with the spirit mind. He wrote into the clay script with his mind. But he's God. Are you not sons of God? Do you not have the Holy Spirit? The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will quicken your mortal bodies. It's happening right now in your life. You just don't know it. The more you have negativity or whatever, the more it reflects back. The more doubt and fear you have, the more it reflects back. The more peace and faith you have, it reflects back. I'm telling you the truth. Ephesians and Colossians tell you that you put off the old man, put on the new man. Galatians tells you that you're not under legalism anymore. You're not under law. And if you're not under law, you're not under the blue letter sky. You're seated in the heavenlies in Christ, in the Spirit. Is the Spirit more powerful than the natural? Yeah. Jesus said, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. What is more powerful? The spirit of your mind or the natural realm? The spirit of your mind, it's eternal. The natural realm is temporal. It's going to be burned up. Just have to think about it. But if the TV's on and the music's on and the noise and you have no time to think, you'll never see it. People, because sitting in the corner thinking, meditating, praying, whatever. That's counterintuitive to the flesh mind, because the flesh mind always has to be doing something. It has no peace. There's no peace, saith the Lord, to the wicked. The flesh mind is nothing but evil.